The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
If you love singing along with the songs you hear on The Wolf, well, get ready. You want to hear a little Miranda?
Yes.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart. And I don't know why I like you.
Got one for you, Mandy, right here. Got one for you, PT.
I'm waiting on the sun to set. Love this tune. Over,
yeah. Miranda Lambert has a new man, a marriage, a new album called Wild Card, and we are holding on Miranda Lambert.
All right, you're on with Miranda.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Miranda. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing well. First of all, welcome to Wolf Country here in Minnesota and western Wisconsin. I know you were just here. We want to talk about that show here in just a minute at the XL. But this is the month of Thanksgiving, Miranda Lambert. And what are you thankful for? Three things that you are super thankful for this month.
I'm thankful for music and family and animals.
Aww.
You know, speaking of animals, you have an amazing thing going on right now. You're actually doing an auction where people can buy some of your clothes and all the proceeds go directly to Mutt Nation.
They do. I cleaned out my closet of so many things that I had, like, memories attached to or had worn on stage or shows. So it's kind of hard to figure out what to do with all that stuff. So you keep it a little long, and I realized I needed to get rid of it. And luckily, eBay came on board, and now it's stuff that'll go to a new home that will love it and also raise money for doggies. So it's a win-win.
So, Miranda, as we were mentioning, you were just here at the XL Energy Center with the Pistol Annies, Ashley
L. King and Ashley McBride.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was great. But our own Mandy was so tongue-tied when she met you backstage. Mandy, take us to that moment meeting Miranda Lambert, and maybe for the next person that meets Miranda, how it might not be so intimidating.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been waiting to talk to you for like 7 years. You were my very first country concert back in 2012 in Omaha, Nebraska. I put on this floral dress and some cowboy boots. I fell in love with you and country music at that time, and I had so much that I wanted to say, but I was trying to be so respectful of everybody behind me, and you're so breathtaking in person. And the second you're like, y'all got something for me to sign, I was like, yes. And I pointed down to my meet and greet pass, and it was on a pair of my pants, and then I just froze from there. Like, does that happen very often? And like, who is that person for you? Because obviously you've been a source of inspiration, empowerment, and strength for millions of women who have experienced all types of heartbreak and changes in life and ups and downs. So who is that person for you where if you were to meet them, you would just be like, oh my God. Oh, hi.
Well, I just met them, which was Bob Seger, and I was also in the same room with Bob Seger and Steve Earle, so I was a little fangirl, so I understand exactly how you feel.
What's your favorite Bob Seger song, Miranda?
It changes a lot, but right now, Still the Same, I think, is my favorite.
Why so? Does it speak to your life? Look, and we're always looking for meaning behind every answer.
Against the Wind, I guess, is my favorite, because, it, of course, that speaks to all of our lives, but I don't think you hear songs the same as you do after you go through something hard or you get a little older. Like, I've known, you know, Against the Wind my whole life, but I didn't really listen or feel it as much as I do now, and so I've kind of been in a rediscovery mode of some older artists and older songs that I might have missed the point.
This is fun for us, because your music means so much to so many of our listeners. What else are you listening to?
I've been on a Fleetwood Mac kick also, and always the Rolling Stones, but really lately, Seger and Fleetwood Mac, Rolling Stones, and a lot of Led Zeppelin. Like, I kind of grew up so
cool
into country, mm-hmm. like, I'm just through and through country fan, that I'm a late bloomer when it comes to rock and roll. So I'm still like discovering all this amazing rock and roll that I might have missed along the way because I was like wrapped up in 90s country so hard, which I'm glad about. But it's fun to rediscover and to sort of go on that journey.
We're talking to Miranda Lambert on The Wolf.
I think this interview is about to go a little bit sideways though, you guys, because when we come back, we're going to ask Miranda about life, her new album, and then we're going to see if PT can get her to play his new game, the $25 Miranda Mid.
You know, like Pyramid. Only Miranda.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
8 o'clock this morning, but right now, back with Miranda Lambert.
Miranda, we're going to talk about your album Wild Card here, but I do want to ask you a question about performing live. You know, I think your albums and your music on album are so breathtaking, but when it comes to performing live, is there a song that, you know, really is your favorite to perform, you know, to an arena full of audience?
I love Automatic. I feel like that's the moment where if I see these like dudes that came with their daughters and wives and girlfriends or whatever, they're kind of like not as into it while their girls are dancing all around them, mm-hmm. you know. I feel like Automatic is such a special song to me and the point of it and what it stands for. And I feel like that's the moment where I can look in the eyes of these guys and like really grab them. And we kind of have a moment. So I'd say that's my favorite.
I saw you at the Woodlands in Texas a couple of years ago with Dierks. And I was able to move down a little closer to get just a few rows of you. And then when you sing The House That Built Me, you get so emotional on stage. Can you take us to that place where you go when you're singing on stage that makes you so emotional every night?
Yeah, I mean, that song in particular, about once every two or three weekends, I cry on that one. And I think it's because looking in the fans' eyes, they're so in it. And, you know, there's certain songs like that one and Over You that really get you. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm glad that I still get emotional about it because I still feel I'm so in it. And you know, that's one of those songs that gets to everybody.
Miranda, we're going to try to raise some money for Mutt Nation right now. You've probably heard of the $25,000 pyramid with Dick Clark, but I'm going to play the $25 Miranda mid with you right now, okay?
Okay.
What are you doing, PT?
Trust me, this is a great idea, guys.
You're going to play the what? The $25?
The $25 Miranda mid. Every question Miranda gets right, I'm going to donate $5 to Mutt Nation. Okay. Miranda, we're going to describe these types of stains, okay? These are all types of stains. Ready?
Because it comes out in the wash,
we're
right?
We're going to get cut off. I know.
Right, here we go.
All right.
A cut on your hand.
A blood stain?
Yes. Hey! Kids playing outside in the yard.
Dirt.
Yes. Okay. Hot liquid made from beans.
Ooh. It's chili.
No. Yes. Yeah, we'll go with it. Leaky pen or marker.
Wait, say that again.
Leaky pen or marker.
That's the ink stain.
Yes. Eating a hot dog at a sporting event.
Mustard. Dog.
Yes, she's got him. $25 from Mutt Nation, and she's such a good sport.
The new album is amazing. Wild Card. It came out Friday. We are blasting. It all comes out in the wash. Miranda wrote every one of the 14 songs in the album, and up for Female Vocalist of the Year at this year's CMAs a week from tomorrow night. Miranda, thank you so much for putting up with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.